Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome as God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio presents Prophetic Healing with the Healing Community. This is a monthly broadcast that airs the second Wednesday of every month. The Lord lets us know the ailments that are going to be healed, and what the Lord reveals, He heals.
God wants to heal you and me everywhere we hurt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome, everyone, to God in the Mist, Get 'Em Radio's Prophetic Healing. Hallelujah. I see you all just coming in, just one by one. You're coming on in. Hallelujah. Good to see you here. Amen. Call somebody. Tell them to come on. Because the Holy Ghost is moving by His Spirit. Glory to God. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, in Jesus' name, oh Lord, we thank You. We praise You. We bless Your name, Lord God. You are the Holy One, the Wonderful One, the Glorious One. And we thank You, Lord God, hallelujah, that You want us to be healed everywhere, whether it's in the body, in the mind, in the emotions, hallelujah, and not just on the surface healing, but deep, deep, deep healing, deep, deep, deep cleansing in the name of Jesus. Thank You for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. Now, nobody can do it like You. Nobody can do this like You. So we thank You, Lord God, and we welcome You right now. In the name of Jesus, move by Your Spirit. Do as only You can do, Lord God, and we will all be satisfied. Hallelujah. We give You glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. We have our co-host with us today, Elder Philip Hawkey. And his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey, is going to join us soon. But he's here
That's
with
right.
us. Welcome, Elder Philip.
Wonderful to be here. Excited. We've got
yes.
several words of knowledge that came forth before the broadcast even began. And there's been healing anointings coming upon us in preparation for the broadcast. So it's absolutely will be very exciting and interesting to see what is going to transpire tonight. Amen.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. And this prophetic healing is just it's kind of really been on me to the Lord will show me something that's going on other broadcasts, like right in the middle of the broadcast. he'll let me see that somebody has a headache, and that's one of the things today that was mentioned, and we'll go over them, the ailments that he revealed. And just even, was that yesterday? That was yesterday. All of a sudden, I was perceiving that headache and just began to pray over it, and someone who was on the line that I didn't know anything about got healed right then and there, and they had a horrible headache. So God is revealing, and he is healing. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I like that.
So I like it, too.
Thank you, Jesus. God is revealing, and he is healing.
Thank you. Hallelujah. We give him praise and glory for all that he's doing. Now, the ailments that have been called out so far are upper back pain. And the perception is like the upper back in the middle, that something's going on there, like even maybe even between the shoulder blades. But the upper back. Number two is a headache. And that may be a migraine headache. It may be a sinus headache. But it's a headache. And it hurts. And he wants to heal everything that hurts. And then with this knee pain, the third one is knee pain. And the knee pain is, like in the knee, but it's going down, like radiating down into the leg and even around the shin, going down that far past the knee. And then the other one is complications from a stroke. So if someone had experienced a stroke and, you know, maybe it's tough for them to move their right arm or their right leg or something like that, some kind of whatever the complications are after the aftermath of a stroke. And that's what we have so far. So if you're going through any of that, press your number one key. Let us pray for you. Elder Philip is perceiving the healing anointing already. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you know someone who's going through something like that, any of those things, the back pain, the headache, the knee pain, complications from a stroke, call them up and have them to call.
Yes.
Here, and we will pray for them, or it's not possible, let us know who they are, give us their first name, and we will pray for them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, well, we're going to start. We're going to open the lines. You know, we are 8 minutes in already, 8 or 9 minutes in, but we'll look up and it will be 2 hours in. So, so let's...
it will be.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to get started. Press your number one key. You have any inkling of something that you need prayer for, go ahead and press your number one key. Once again, for those who are just now joining, I'll say it again. We're going to open the line for Pastor Mom first. But those of you who are just now joining, the ailments that have been revealed are upper back pain, headache, knee pain that radiates down into the shin, and complications from a stroke. Okay. So let's start with Pastor Mom's line. I see, Pastor Price, you have your number one key press. We're going to open up Pastor Mom's line.
Okay, great. Can you hear me?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Mom said that's what she wanted prayer for, was about her back, when you talked about the back. But also she wants prayer, you know, for that other part where she's been having problems with. were on her behind.
Oh, okay.
She was trying to tell me. You want to tell her where you want prayer for, Mama? Can you?
Yeah. For my back.
For her back, she said.
Back.
That's what she keeps saying.
Okay. Yes. Is it hurting right now, Pastor Mom?
Is your back hurting right now, Mom?
No, nothing's hurting.
She said nothing's hurting right now, but you know when she changes position sometimes.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, glory to God, nothing's hurting right now. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Mom. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Blessed.
She said, what you said, Mama? Thank you.
Thank you.
She said, thank you for y'all praying for. He's getting ready to pray. Elder's getting ready to pray.
All right.
Okay. So is it the upper back or is it another part of the back?
All of them. Praise God. Yeah, I'm being all right. So just praise the Lord.
She said she said right now she's feeling all right. Just praise the Lord. But sometimes when she, you know, shift from sitting, she's had some discomfort around the lower part of her body, her back.
Okay. All righty. Well,
right.
Then we'll pray for that right now.
Excuse me, Elder. Am I describing that right, Apostle?
The lower part of her back? Well,
not the
all
back,
I know,
the... Okay.
Around her coccyx.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. We got it. All right.
She got it.
Heavenly Father, I thank you that you've nailed this. We know exactly where this thing is, and even though it's not hurting right now, there is still an anointing available to release. So we stretch our hands toward Pastor Mom.
Mm-hmm.
We release this healing anointing, which she is a very eager and active recipient of. She always is. I loose this anointing into that lowest of the back area. We speak to you in the name of Jesus. We command you to be healed. If you are bruised, we command you to be healed from any bruising.
Yes.
If you are slightly out of line, we command you to gently ease back into alignment in Jesus' name.
Yes, Father.
We loose the healing power of God to heal anything that is hurting down there.
Yes,
and
Lord.
We loose this anointing, and we thank you, Lord, that it is absolutely going into Pastor Mom. We thank you that this is what you're doing this very night, and we give you praise and we give you glory, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Father. We claim it done. We call it done. And thank you for your anointing and for the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
She's saying
something,
Apostle.
And bless your name.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, Mama.
In
she
Jesus
said,
name.
Bless you all.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Thank you.
And but I didn't hear my sister say that. And
She's going to push the button for the off button. All right, Apostle. You're gonna put us back on mute?
No, did you want to say something else?
You can talk while you got
the line open.
Oh, okay. I don't know with the leg. I've been still, having some rebuke all pain and discomfort around my ankles and my legs. Any swelling, and anything that's not of God around my legs and the shin, and the shin in the front. What was that thing with the leg that you described?
Oh, what I was perceiving was that the pain started like around in the knee area or was in the knee area, and then it kind of went down to the shin. It may be two different things. It may be the knee and the shin.
Okay.
But the first thing, yeah. So
now, my knee is fine, but it was
here?
Just in the front and the shin part of it. I rebuked that, and then all swelling around my ankles and my feet. From when I traveled from Memphis to come here to St. Louis, my legs and feet, I thank God for the healing, health, and wholeness of my ankles and my feet. Usually they would have gone down by now, but I just want you all to join me in prayer for my feet and my ankles, my shin. But the shin has a little slight pain. I don't know if that's somebody else's pain or whatever, but I just ask for prayer for my shin and my ankles and feet and for swelling concerning my feet. Yes.
Yes.
All right.
We're going to do it. There's definitely an anointing, and it's we get it sometimes when we're on the broadcast, but like it was, and now it still is. So you might as well just get ready, because whatever is going on there, it's going to leave. Lord, we thank you. I just really thank you. I don't know which shin it is, but I stretch my hand toward the shins, and Jesus, oh, there it goes right there.
Yeah.
Now she's a fast receiver, an eager receiver. Pull it out of me. It's just pulling it
out of me
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I command every bit of pain to leave the shins in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Swelling to supernaturally leave in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Better than a water pill. Better than a watermelon.
Hey.
In Jesus' name, I command the swelling to go down. I think you're already getting touched, and if the pain isn't already gone from the shin, I'll be surprised.
Immediately when you begin to speak to it, it lifted. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
okay.
Hallelujah.
Well, that's
hallelujah.
It. Glory to God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. That's why I have to laugh.
You,
hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
thank
glory,
you,
glory. I'm just
thank
lifting
you,
my
Jesus.
Hands, praising the Lord. I'm lifting my hands, praising the Lord.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Around the ankles, I command in Jesus' name. All discomfort around the ankles, I command you to start shrinking in Jesus' name, and I command you to go down to nothing, and I command all discomfort to go to zero in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that your anointing is upon us, and we definitely give you praise. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. And I thank God for you, Elder, and thank God. I had to laugh. Because immediately, when you said proceed, it's immediately. Thank you, Lord. I give him glory.
Glory
to God. Glory to God. Thank you all. So I give glory to God,
well,
and I thank God for you all. Glory to God.
And I'll share this. It doesn't happen very often, but I was kind of still praying along a little bit. And I felt a prompting from the Spirit, you know, you need to stop now. It's already gone. I thought, okay, all right, just okay. I didn't hear a voice. I just had a prompting in my heart. You know, you need to stop. You need to stop carrying on. It's already gone. And I'm like, okay, all right. And I.
That's a blessing. Hallelujah. I don't mean to laugh. I'm not being irreverent, but that's the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey,
yes.
Hallelujah.
That's pretty funny.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Well,
amen.
God bless you all.
That's
you have a good
funny.
Night, and I'll still be on the line, but I'll put it on mute, so go back on mute. God bless you all, and thank
all
you
right.
all. Thank you, Lord, and
thank
you guys
you
so much.
Thank you for calling in, for both of you. Praise God.
Okay. Well, we thank God
bye-bye.
For sealing. We thank God for sealing the healing. In
amen.
The name of
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name.
That's
amen.
Wonderful.
Amen. And we got to say, look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done.
The Lord has done.
Lord.
He healed
my body.
He
touched my mind.
He
saved
me.
He
touched
my
heart.
He touched my
soul.
He touched my soul.
Oh,
Lord has done.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
That's great.
Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God for the healing and sealing the healing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Beatrice, we do see you. Pastor Catherine, we're going to go to Pastor Catherine, and we'll be right with you after that. Sister Beatrice, you are next. Amen. Pastor Catherine, welcome.
Welcome.
Well, praise God. Welcome back, you all. It's so good to be back another second Tuesday. They always come so fast.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yes.
I praise God. I don't have anything for myself, but I do would like for you all to pray for two people for me, if you don't mind. One is one is Elder Westbrook, who had a stroke, I think, a couple of months ago, and you know, he's kind of recovering now. He's recovered, but however, he still has some problems when he reaches up with his arm. He had to kind of let it down. He said his arm just still gets so weak when he reaches up, because he's trying to do some things here for me. And so he's just taking it real slow. So I would like prayer for him. And then also prayer for my one of our members who has breast cancer. Her name is Cassandra.
What's the name again? I'm going to write it down.
Her name is Cassandra.
Yes. It's interesting. Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And I want to add to that list, too, while we're praying for Elder Westbrook. We have a cousin who just experienced a stroke within the past 24 hours. And we don't know what's going on. His name is Kenny.
Okay, I wrote that down, too.
God knows what's going on.
Hmm? Thank you, Lord.
They did say his speech is kind of slurry.
Oh, Kenny's speech is slurred?
Yes.
Okay.
That often happens, okay. And you mentioned a third person, I think.
Cassandra.
So we got Cassandra,
Elder Westbrook,
Kenny. Okay.
Yeah. And Elder Westbrook.
Okay. All right. Got him. Got him. Well, I'm going to start with Cassandra. I wrote Cassandra down, and I don't know why I did it, but it's just, you know, I was abbreviating, writing really quick for the breast cancer, and I just happened to write BC, and then I looked at it, and something just hit me. You know, B.C., before Christ, like it was breast cancer before, but then God, but before Christ. You see what I mean? Am I making sense? I think she's going to get a touch.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Okay, Lord, I'm just going to take that as a little sign from you. We stretch our hands toward Cassandra right now in the name of Jesus. We take authority over this attack of the enemy. We rebuke you, and we rebuke every form and cancer in the name of Jesus. We curse you by the power of the name of Jesus. We order you to take your hands off of this woman. We cancel your assignment in Jesus' name for trying to take her out. We rebuke you and cast you off of her body by the power of the name of Jesus. Body, we speak.
speak to you in Jesus' name, and we command the healing power of God to come upon you and start reversing that whole area, reversing and healing in that area. Cancer, we command you to be gone in Jesus' name. We curse you and command you to get out. And then body, we loose healing power onto you and into you, that you would be restored and healed, and that every damage from any form of cancer would be healed in the name of Jesus. We rebuke this condition. We loose the power of the Holy Spirit upon her, and we look forward to wonderful, good testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this. We believe you for it. Amen on that one. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen.
Lord, as far as Elder Westbrook and also for Kenny, start with Elder Westbrook. It was called out before the broadcast even began. It was revealed to your servant that someone would be healed of complications of stroke this very night. That was revealed. And Lord, I'm taking it. I'm taking it by faith in Jesus' name. So pray over Elder Westbrook right now. Specifically, it was mentioned his arm or his arm and or his hand up and down. But we pray over him by the power of your Spirit from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. We ask that every damage, any and every and all damage from any kind of stroke would be healed, totally healed by your Spirit in Jesus' name. We loose the anointing of God to come upon him. Specifically, we loose the anointing of God to help him with his arm movements in Jesus' name. But we ask for healing all over in the name of Jesus. Restore him as good as he was before that in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. We give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. We're looking forward to, again, we're looking forward to good testimonies.
Yes.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lastly, but certainly not leastly, we come on behalf of Cousin Kenny. We understand, Lord, from good sources that his speech has been affected and there may be other things affected. You would know. I would not, but you would know, Lord. So we pray over him, and I lay hands on my own head as if I'm laying hands on Kenny's head in Jesus' name. I loose the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit to come out of our hands as a group and to go into Kenny in Jesus' name. I ask that you restore his speech. I ask that you restore all body movements in Jesus' name. I ask that any paralysis that would be on his body would be not only rebuked, the healing would come into his body and he would be restored. Give him full movements in his arms and legs. Give him full speech. And not only give him full speech and use of his mouth and face in Jesus' name. And we speak this over Kenny in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father. We're looking forward testimonies and to the beginning of his healing in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I will say that we all know that a stroke is a devastating thing. And another group that I sometimes associate with, we had some healing workshops up near Chicago, and there was a lady in there, and she would come every month, and she would get prayed for. But I'll tell you what, while it wasn't an instant thing, you could definitely see the differences when she would come back month to month. The way that she talked came back, you know, much better than it had been, and the use of her limbs were coming back much more than it had been. So I just want to say that as an encouragement, as a testimony. If God will do it for one, he will do it for another. And I just want you to take a hold of that and believe it by faith in Jesus' name and be encouraged. And we're expecting good things for these folks. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Amen. Amen. So, Pastor Catherine, you can keep us abreast on this. What's going on? Give us a praise report when you hear it. In the meantime, we praise God and believe it's done.
Praise God. Well,
amen.
I recorded it so I can let them hear it.
Well, that's cool.
Okay.
Praise the Lord. All right. Wow.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
I'll say one thing about Pastor Catherine. She, yes, once in a while, she will call in for herself. But most often, she's out there on the front lines for somebody else. And I've noticed that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not wrong to call in and get prayer over yourself. You know, it's a beautiful thing, and that's why we're here. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that here's somebody who really stands out as far as bringing other people to the prayer line, if you know what I mean, and in a very
mm-hmm.
unselfish way. And she's a real blessing to people because she does that. So thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine. Well, she has been healed several times. I mean, along with calling in for other people. So, but yeah, I get your point.
Yeah. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right.
She's not afraid to.
She's not afraid to share.
Yeah, she's not afraid to share. That's all I'm saying. Praise God.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Catherine.
She's not afraid that if someone else gets a blessing, she won't get one.
There you go. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Okay, so we do have Sister Beatrice, who is patiently waiting.
All right.
I'm going to open up your line, Sister Beatrice. In the meantime, anyone else, let me just go through the ailments that the Lord mentioned this time for those who just joined us. He showed us about upper back pain, headache, you know, whatever the cause of the headache is, sinus headache, migraine headache, whatever it is. Knee pain, and I was saying it goes down into the leg around the shin, and Pastor Price was saying the knee wasn't a part of what she was perceiving, but the shin was, and there's some swelling, and the Lord immediately healed. Hallelujah. So we've seen an immediate healing, you know, one of those kind of healings where it's like, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, it's gone. It's healed. The pain
Amen.
Is gone. It's healed. Amen. And so that's what has happened already. And what are we, 34 minutes in? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hallelujah. Oh, so the ailment was the knee. I'll say knee. And another one, I'll say shin. Amen. And then another one, number four, is a complication, a stroke. And that's what we were praying for. Hallelujah. All right. Sister Beatrice, we're going to open up your line. Anyone else? Hallelujah. Pressure, number one key. Oh, I see you, Minister Rachel and family. You're after Sister Beatrice.
Hallelujah.
Welcome, Sister Beatrice.
Hello. Welcome. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Good. Always good to hear from you.
Amen.
So what's going on?
Oh, mine is on the side, on my left side. The pain is on my left side. And it's about a 6. Yesterday it was about a 7.
You've been around. You know we were going to ask.
You trained her.
Okay, left side about a 6. That's what I'm talking about. That reminds me of like when I was in New Jersey. If you went into a rest like a deli or something like that, you had to speak the lingo, you know, to make your order. And I would stand there and watch and listen to other people, and they would say, you know, what they wanted, and they say how they wanted it and everything. And so you got the lingo down. Okay, left side, number 6.
That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
Thank God for y'all. Thanks, Helen hit me too, y'all guys. So this is a blessing. It's a blessing.
Amen.
Yeah.
Wow.
Amen. So it's on the lower left side?
Like in the middle of the left side. I got kind of
middle
a tick.
Middle of the left side.
I'm
kind of thick
around the waist, but it's like, it's on the left hand side, kind of like the middle of my side. I don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Left hand side in the middle, and it's a 6.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay, and I'm just led to ask how long you been going through this?
Honestly. For a minute now, but it stopped, and it came back. So I want to say for about like 6 months.
Okay. So it stops sometimes, and then it comes back.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So, right side, middle.
Left side. No, it's the left
Stop.
Side.
Sorry,
it's the left
sorry,
side.
Sorry.
Actually, it's okay. Yeah. Right, it's all right.
But if you were facing her.
Yeah, well, if I were facing her, my right, her left, my right, okay, we're all good. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Well, I'm waiting for just a moment here. And we're going to lay hands on you. And there it is. I'm making a motion as if I'm laying hands on you. And there is, again, just like with Pastor Price, there is power coming out of our hands in Jesus' name. I loose this anointing into the side, and I command this pain to be gone. The power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit overpowers you, heals everything that is wrong or that needs healing. And in Jesus' name, I command every pain to be gone. Healing. There you go. Now you're getting it right there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's going into you right now. You feel power going out of our hands and arms right into Sister Beatrice. We thank you, Lord. She's an eager receiver.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. I rebuke every bit of this pain in Jesus' name. You've got to disintegrate. You have got to disintegrate in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there, now you're getting a big, strong wave. Glory to God. You're just latching right onto it. You're taking it. You're just taking it right now. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Spirit, we loose you into this situation right now in Jesus' name. We loose healing We demand that every pain and every sickness dissipate for the anointing in Jesus' name. Thank you. There's still power going into you, sister. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it left there and went to the right side. The right back side. And I'm telling you, it left and came on round to the right, down the lower back.
Okay. In Jesus' name, we rebuke you, devil. Get off of her in the name of Jesus. You will not run and chase around. Now get off in Jesus' name and speak up. Get off in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now we'll give you a moment, then you tell us what's going on, and we'll play more if necessary. Praise God.
Chills running through my body. Hallelujah. Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus. Yes.
Jesus.
It's leaving. Okay, it's going down. It's going down. But it's sneaking. It's being sneaky. It's trying to get in the center of my back now. It's leaving one spot, going to another. People probably don't believe me, but baby, it's true. It's true.
No, no, I believe you. All right, so what's happening? What's happening now, sister?
Pain going down some. It's just trying to stay in the center of my back. I'll never have, I don't be having pain in the center of my back. Now it's in the center.
Right.
About
okay,
a three.
Okay, what we're going to do is okay, here we go.
Back.
We're going to pray. We're going to pray again. In the
Amen.
Center of the back. You spirit of affliction, you get off of this woman right now in Jesus' name. You do not run. You go away. You do not hide anywhere. Get off. Get out in Jesus' name. You're done. Go. Go.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, Shabbat.
Jesus. Okay. All right.
Ready, miss, ma'am?
All right. It's about a one. It's still there, but it's going away. I can feel it. I promise you. I feel it. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Lord, we just thank you. Thank you that Lord, I loose the power of the Holy Spirit upon our sister, that any residual pain must leave in Jesus' name. I thank you that the power of that attack from the enemy has been broken, but any residual pain you have got to leave in Jesus' name. Yes, there it goes. There's another wave going into you right now. So I loose it into her, both of her sides, her lower back, middle back, all in there. You cannot stay. Body, respond to the power of the Holy Spirit. The anointing of God is going in her. And we've already broken the power of the enemy. So now we're just healing up what damage the enemy had done to her body. And in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. There shall be no more pain in this tonight. And tonight, this right now on the broadcast, right before our ears and eyes, in Jesus' name, power goes into her as the Holy Spirit anointing goes into her. And we give you praise and we give you glory, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. All right, we'll let you tell us what's going on and we'll minister accordingly. Thank you.
It's feeling all right, thank God. No apostle, I know the Lord speaking to apostle, she ain't quiet for nothing. Yes, hallelujah. Let me know, apostle.
You ain't quiet
praise
for
nothing.
God. I had my phone on mute, but I was going through, I was perceiving what was going on. I could hear Pastor Price say from the other room that she could feel it when it was moving from one side to the next side and then to the back. And so,
yes,
wow,
yeah.
Yeah.
I knew you were
and,
hella
and
lucky.
I,
was working on y'all. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, well, and what I'm hearing, this thing that you felt today, you will feel no more forever. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And right now, the Lord is sealing the healing in the name of Jesus. This this thing that felt like it had an entry point into you, it has no more entry point into you in the name of Jesus.
Lord,
into you and anything pertaining to life and godliness with regards to you. It stops now. In the name of Jesus, never to return. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your blood. Thank you for your healing, your cleansing. Hallelujah. Blood right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
In my body.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And yeah. I just want you to, well, this is what I'm hearing, too, is that some words need to come out of your mouth to seal this.
Hallelujah. I bind it in the name of Jesus.
So repeat that. Amen. 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 And let it know it doesn't have any right, it doesn't have any authority, and it doesn't have any permission on your body in any way, shape, or form in the name of Jesus.
That's right.
No permission, no authority.
It has
no permission.
No,
and no.
You can repeat after me. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Whatever this is.
Whatever this is, and all that it stands for.
Right. You have no right.
You have no right.
No authority.
No authority.
And no permission.
And no permission.
On me ever again.
On me ever again. Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Oh, glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Shabbat. Karabasa.
We found Danny Doromo, Dr. Boko Boko.
Thank you, Lord. There it is.
So
how are you feeling now?
I'm bending over.
Yeah.
I'm bending, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Shaking it off. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
God.
So,
yes.
No pain.
Praise the Lord.
Oh. Hallelujah. Thanks, y'all.
Can we say zero pain?
Yes. I'm bending my back and doing squats.
Well, hallelujah.
Bending your back and doing squats.
I don't know why I come and go like that. I go to the doctor, get stuff checked out. I don't know why. And
it's gone.
So bad. Yeah, it's gone. Thank God.
You don't have to figure out why. You just told it didn't have any right, it didn't have any authority or permission to be on you. Well, whatever it stands for, in the name of Jesus.
And
hallelujah.
The name of Jesus.
Amen. And hey, I love that attitude. You're going to have an attitude, have it against the enemy just like that.
That's
right.
Amen. Hey, look what the Lord has done. Glory to God.
Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hey, and you know, we were just talking about laughing at the future. You know,
uh-huh.
You can laugh. You can laugh. You don't have to feel like, I don't know if this thing coming back. Laugh.
Yeah.
'Cause it's
yeah.
done. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look what the Lord has done. Amen. And God bless you, Sister Beatrice.
God bless y'all.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so
loving the
blessing.
Squad. Okay.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Amen. Okay, for those of you who just joined us, and thank you all for coming on and joining us. So good to see you. Each and every
yeah.
one of you. The elements that have been called out today so far, you know, God is much bigger than this list right now, but upper back pain, any kind of headache, knee pain, pain around the shin in the leg area, and then Pastor Price, she was having pain in her shin. That's been healed. Glory to God. Immediate healing.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we, what's been revealed, all healing from complications from a stroke. Hallelujah. So if you know anybody that's going through anything like that, have them to call in. Let us pray for them. Immediate healings have been going on. Praise God. The
yes.
first healing of the night was Pastor Price and her shin. Hallelujah. And then Sister Beatrice was going through some pain on her side, and that rascal tried to run from one place to the next, but he couldn't run and he couldn't hide. He had to go. Hallelujah. So she was going through things where she couldn't bend over well. But when the Lord healed her, she was able to not only bend over, but do squats. Glory to God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Some people might just want prayer just to be able to do squats, period.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel, but anyone else, press your number one key. We're almost an hour in, and it's like we've been here for 5 minutes, but the time is moving kind of fast.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
if you have any, I don't know, I guess this last thing on me today, I'm going to flow with it because it's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So, yeah, if you know anybody experiencing any of these ailments, you're going through it, press your number one key, call the people up, tell them to call in. We are praying. The Holy Ghost is moving. Hallelujah. And people are getting healed. Glory to God.
Yes, they are.
I'm going to open the line for you, Minister Rachel and family. Welcome, Minister Rachel.
Hi. What happened was I heard Elder Philip say something about cancer. So I was like, I think that was a confirmation because earlier before the broadcast started, my son Marcus came in the room and I said, I'm going to listen to the healing, you know, the prophetic healing service tonight, and God's going to heal, when he reveals, he heals. And then my son said, out of his mouth, cancer, and he's saying some other stuff. And I said, do your head hurt? And then he said, yes. And y'all prayed for the head and stuff like that. And I thank God. Also, Pastor Helen also prayed for that as well. And my children are, well, they're feeling better. And it's probably was some things going around in our neighborhood. Someone could be hurting and stuff like that. Because sometimes I see the nice lady, one of my neighbors, and sometimes she be having like certain things with her body. So I just wanted to lift up my neighbor. I don't know her name, but she's really sweet. And she lives some houses down, so I just lift her up. With God knows all of our names, but I don't know her name. But all I know is what she looked like. She's really, really kind, and I just lift up my neighbor that God would heal whatever is going through, what her body is going through, in Jesus' name. And God bless y'all for praying for headaches and knees and stuff like that. That was also something else about the knee, like. Sometimes knees stiff up and stuff like that. Because me, I like to ride bike. I like to run. But I haven't been running in a long time. So sometimes stuff goes on. And I was like, the blood of Jesus, like it's this, like I don't want no stiffness in my knees. Because you know I like to walk and stuff. And I was like, Lord, I need my legs. So if anybody's going through that God would heal it. Because I like walking. I like doing certain things. And God knows. I'm not giving no place to the enemy. He cannot reign. He don't reign. Jesus reigns. Jesus reigns in our healing. He reigns in every area of our life, and that's what I'm going to keep on standing on, Isaiah 53:5. Because he was wounded for our transgressions. Hallelujah. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by whose stripes we are healed. So he's our divine healer. And also my little princess, because she started her woman stuff, like some months ago, she's been having some problem, you know, a little discomfort in her stomach. And then she's been having some mouth pains and stuff because some of their teeth are coming out because they're getting older. And so I'm just want prayer for those things that I mentioned.
Okay, so I'm not taking notes that like the extensive Apostle Kizzy does. So are you having knee stiffness now, or is that something that was?
Well, right now I'm just doing my knees and stuff like that, so it's not feeling bad or stiff. So I'm in my closet because I was putting things away. I was multitasking. So I'm kind of,
okay.
I'm just
right.
So good. I'm just moving my legs and stuff. But I don't want that never coming back. Like if I'm going, you know, out and stuff, I don't want it to ever even think it's going to come back. I want God to seal the healing in the name of Jesus. Oh, that's my grandson knocking on the closet door. Lord, help me.
That's funny.
He's knocking on it. He's literally knocking on the closet door because I'm inside. Right. Oh, my dear. Oh, yeah, they helped him open the door knob. That's him talking to me right now. He'll be through next month. He said hi, and he's waving his hand.
Hi.
Okay, we don't want to take off the broadcast print, so I'm going to close this because I have to finish. Oh, that little blessing. Thank you,
Jesus. Wonderful to see the baby. Praise the Lord.
I know.
It's a blessing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, I could just see him being a co-host one day.
Amen. God be the glory.
That's different.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay,
mainly was
so
my
got,
right knee because that was
prim-
his home song. Mm-hmm. I was going to tell you, like, when I had, years ago when I had that accident, that auto accident, I know God completely and totally healed me, but that was my right knee that I kept having a little bit of stiffness with, and God had me to put olive oil on it, extra virgin olive oil. Mm-hmm. So I would do that. Right now I'm just doing a little knee stuff, just make sure that, you know, I don't want to feel nothing there. I'm like, Lord, I just want to stay healed. So it was the right knee.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Now,
we'll
what
start
did you say about Marcus?
Oh, headaches. Sometimes headaches, and I think it was Amber, and then also Gabrielle, mouth pain in different areas of her mouth because some of her teeth, some teeth are coming out, and she's been having pain when she eats. A little discomfort.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
All
yes.
right.
Yes.
Marcus, headache. Minister Rachel, knees. Make sure those knees are healed, remain healed. Gabrielle, mouth pain. And Amber, monthly.
Oh, no, not Amber.
Amen. Gabrielle?
No, mouth pain. And it, yeah, Gabrielle, she gets her woman, you know, with the, what we, you know,
yeah.
get now. She's getting older. She's 13.
yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
Amber
all
was
right.
headaches before, and but you already prayed for nosebleeds, and that never came back again. So I thank God he sealed that here.
Thank
so
you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Glory to God. Well, we're having this healing anointing coming on us again. And that's why I was wondering if there was somebody in your, either you or in your immediate vicinity who was in pain, because it feels like there's an anointing for to get rid of it. But if no one's having immediate pain, then that's fine. We'll just make sure it doesn't come back. But, well, all right, this is what I'm going to do. I've got one hand stretched toward headaches,
yes.
another hand stretched toward knee. And in the name of Jesus, there's power going out of us. I loose this anointing. I destroy and abolish the headaches in the name of Jesus. And I destroy the cause of the knee pain and do not come back in Jesus' name. I loose this anointing onto Minister Rachel and her family in Jesus' name. I speak over the mouth and tooth aches, mouth and tooth pains. I speak over the headaches. And I speak over what was the knee pains in Jesus' name. And I take authority over all of you in Jesus' name. And by the power of the Holy Ghost that is flowing out of our hands, I proclaim healing and health in the name of Jesus. And I loose that anointing. No more pain in these areas in Jesus' name. For the anointing has been released, and the anointing breaks the yoke. And I thank you, Jesus, that it's now done. And I,
yes, Lord.
I turn it over to you, ladies, for the other young one that's having the,
yes.
you know.
Amen.
The other
Got
thing.
It. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. But that was an anointing to remove pain. So that's why I did that.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it Gabriella that's started her monthly? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Gabriella. Okay.
Right.
I know that,
okay.
that when I was younger, when I started it, it was very painful. Is that what she's saying, that she's having a lot of pain?
Yeah, it's Gabriella.
Her stomach, you know, a little discomfort in her stomach.
Yes. Yes, it's hard to get used to that. Well, it's just right now, Father, we come before your presence, and we know that you know what women go through. And, Lord, I know that you can ease the pain of what we go through, Lord. And this young woman has started her woman time. And, Lord, I just pray that you would touch Gabriella and that you would ease this pain in her body and that you would allow her body to function properly and that you would take her pain from her and make it easier. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, welcome. Welcome, Minister Linda. Hallelujah.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. You just come right in and jump right in. Praise the Lord.
Well, I felt a little bit like a veterinarian today.
Okay.
Yes, I'm happy
okay,
to be here.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So, well, Minister yes. Rachel, amen. We praise God, hallelujah, that all of the healing is sealed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And I don't recall actually knowing that Amber was okay. I don't recall knowing that or even notating that. So let's just take a moment and praise God, because there were some serious nosebleeds going on.
I had to put ourselves on
mute. Glory to God.
There was so much going in the background in our house. Not notice being recorded.
Well, oh, yeah. Yes, thank you. Appreciate it. Well, let's go ahead and praise God that all is well, and we thank God for sealing the healing on Amber, that the nosebleed she had before, she will see no more forever. And all of the trauma that was associated with nosebleeds must leave her now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me. He was just in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you. He saved the name. He saved the name. Come on, praise him for what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. Now, Minister Rachel, I don't know if this is for you or your family, or I just heard a word just now. Of course, it's all delicate things, but if anybody's experiencing constipation, the Lord said, drink more water.
Amen. Yes, some was experiencing that, and I thank God that, thank you, Father God, thank you. Yes, it was some in the household that needed that. Oh, I'm going to put it back on mute because it was crying.
Okay, all right. This is it's been confirmed. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. And, hey, we only know these things by the Spirit of the Lord. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Wow.
Amen. God bless you and your family, Minister Rachel. Have a blessed night.
Yeah, and God bless y'all.
Uh-oh, I went too fast. You said,
I was
God
like, and
bless
God bless
y'all,
because we was able to buy waters and stuff. So we have waters and stuff for the drinking. And they'll drink plenty of it.
Amen.
Love you all. Amen.
Okay, love you too. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right. Sister Debbie, I believe that's you, that I'm seeing you there. I'm about to open up your line. For those of you who just joined us, the elements that have been called out today, well, first of all, once again, we welcome Minister Linda Harkey. Hallelujah. I love that. It's like when I used to play double dutch, it's like double dutch rope, you know. It's like you just stand out there, and then when it's time to jump in, you just jump right in, get your legs going. So,
yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good to see you here. Amen. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Amen. Amen. So the elements, and we're going to open up your line, Sister Debbie, in just a second. The elements that have been called out are upper back pain, number 2, headache, any kind of headache, migraine, or sinus headache, anything like that. Number three, pain in the knee. And I want to say 3A or 4, and that, around the shin area. And Pastor Price was healed of some pain that she was experiencing in her shin area already. Thank you, Jesus. And then the other one was complications from a stroke. Any kind of complications from a stroke, we're praying for that and God's healing that. And then the last one we just heard was constipation. Come on, somebody. And the Lord said, drink more water. So it's not a conversation you talk about every day, but it's real. It's real. So let's go to Debbie, Sister Debbie. Were you saying something?
God, no.
Okay.
We're ready.
Sister Debbie, welcome.
Yes, good evening. Well, I was calling, I wanted prayer for, I don't have the pain now, but I noticed like in the last week or so before, like it's at work, like when I'm going to the cafeteria, when I'm standing in line or waiting, I know that must be for somebody else or something. It's like I have like lower back pain, but when I'm at home, I don't have it, but it's at work, and I just want prayer for whatever it is, whoever is in the hospital or whatever, that, you know, that it should, you know, cease and desist.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you're at work, you in the cafeteria line, you pick up that somebody there is having back pain?
Yeah, I pick it up because I can feel it in my lower back. And I'm like, Lord, I've never felt this before. And it's whoever it is, it needs to leave right away and never
Amen.
Come back.
Come on. That's what I was thinking. Need to leave and not come back.
Yes.
But when I leave the cafeteria and then when I sit, when I finish eating lunch, I don't feel it. It's only when I'm
right.
down
so
there.
So you're picking it up when you're down there in the vicinity of whoever it is.
Yes.
Yep. Okay. We got it. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. What the Lord reveals, he heals. So whoever this
Hallelujah.
Is, they're going to get ready to get healed. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Father.
Yeah.
Lord, I thank you for this gift of the word of knowledge and anointing that you have given to Sister Debbie. And whoever that she's picking this up, in the name of Jesus, we know that what things you reveal, that's because you want to heal. So whoever this is, we come against this lower back pain in Jesus' name. That person that's in the cafeteria with her, we rebuke you in Jesus' name, lower back pain. You have been exposed by the Holy Ghost. We rebuke you, back pain. We order you to shut up and get out in Jesus' name. And do not return. Get out in the name of Jesus. You've been exposed. You are now kicked out. You are evicted in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for this.
Amen.
We believe you for it. And whoever it is, we just thank you and praise you for what you're doing in their life. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God, for the wonderful hedge of protection that you have around Sister Debbie in the name of Jesus. And even this gift that you've given to her to be able to, even as she works in the hospital, to be able to perceive what's going on around and about her. We thank you. Thank you for this gift, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for even giving her your knowledge, your wisdom, your good understanding of how to operate in this gift in the name of Jesus for your glory.
Amen.
We give you praise for it now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Okay. Well, have a blessed rest of the night there.
Thank you. You
Hallelujah.
Too.
Amen.
I'll go back on mute.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, hallelujah. Amen. Well, we are an hour and 15 minutes in. We got, according to the clock, we have about 43 more minutes. And we have a bunch of people on this line that you might want to press your number one key. I always say, you know, just if you have any inkling, anything going on, you want us to touch and agree with, you know, somebody in your family, let's go for it. One will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000, three will put 100,000, four will put 1,000,000. And it's more than four of us here tonight. Hallelujah.
That's
so
good.
Whatever's going on, or if you know somebody who needs prayer, call them up, send them on. Hit them up, move them out. Amen.
That's right.
Lord. Have them to call on in, and we'll pray with them. Hallelujhah. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you, guys. We got a couple of people who just pressed their number one key. Amen.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Where'd you go? Okay. I think if I'm in this, I thought Minister Treva, I thought I saw your number one key press. All right, where are you? There you are. Okay, Reverend, I keep getting Reverend Treva and Minister Kiva mixed up. Hello, Minister Kiva.
Good evening. Hi.
Good evening. Hi. Hey. Hi, you want a prayer?
Yes, yes, I do.
Okay.
And you all have prayed for me before for the arthritis, the rheumatoid arthritis.
Okay.
But now it's, you know, like really flaring up in my wrist, and my ankles are swollen. So they upped the medication. And we're trying to see if that's going to help. But I'm still believing for total healing, the manifestation.
Amen. Amen.
Very
we
good.
Believe with you.
Amen.
So,
thank you.
Right,
thank
it's
you.
Your wrist and ankle?
Yes.
Okay. So are you experiencing any pain right now? And what's the level? Between 0 and 10.
It's like a 9, like when I try to type.
Lordy.
My left hand. So, and it just got swollen. So the doctor says, well, that's just what happens with rheumatoid arthritis. You have flare-ups. And they do have like shots that I could take. I just believe in God that I don't have to do all of that. And yeah, and just one other thing, I did go to the, I always get a mammogram, and they're wanted me to come back because they think they found something in my right breast.
Something in the right.
Yeah, but they don't know. They said not to be real concerned, but they just want to run another test.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you off the bat, that has happened to me before too. And they were like, "Yeah, you gotta come back, and we're gonna send you to a more higher level. They could do a better diagnostic, and all of that stuff." And then they did that, and they said, "Ah, you're good. Go home." So we declare and decree that for you too. Ah, you're good. Go home.
Amen.
Yeah,
hallelujah. No,
that's,
no problem.
That.
That's your name. That's your name. Praise God. That's your name. I like it.
Amen.
I like it. All right.
All right.
Well, we're going to pray over you.
Thank
I believe
you.
You're ready.
Amen.
Now, your wrists are having some pain, or your ankles having pain?
No pain there, just swelling.
Yeah. All right. Lord, I just thank you. Glory to God. All right. All right, I'm gonna lay hands on Linda's wrists as if
yes,
you know, if I were praying over you. I mean, you know, I am praying over you, but if you were here.
Amen.
Lord, I lay hands on these wrists in Jesus' name. And I thank you that tonight You have given us, and you are giving us, an anointing to minister healing, especially for pain, but for other things as well. There you go right there. Now that's going in right now. Out of both of my hands, I loose this anointing into her wrists. And her hands, in Jesus' name, I take authority and let the power of the Holy Spirit, as he flows down my wrists, down my hands, out my hands and fingers, into her wrists and hands, I take authority over every bit of pain. I command you to start dissolving now. Arthritis, I rebuke you. I hate you in Jesus' name. You are evil. And I take authority over you in Jesus' name. You are despicable. And I take authority over you, and I command you to start shrinking and get out. Get off of these wrists and get off of these ankles in Jesus' name. I loose this healing anointing, especially into the wrists, to cause healing and wholeness and relief from pain. Lord, let her move her wrists all around with no pain. Let her move her ankles all around with no pain. And I ask you that you cause all swelling to begin to slowly leave or quickly leave, and normalcy to return. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that there's power going into our sister. And I give you praise, Lord, for what you're doing right now. Thank you, Lord. So we'll give you a few moments. You just kind of take stock of what's happening on your end, and let us know what you're experiencing, and then we'll minister to you accordingly, okay?
Okay. So I can move my wrist
and it's not hurting. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, you are so good. You are so good, Jesus. You are so good, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Do you have the full range of movement with your wrist?
Yes, I can move it and it's not hurting.
Oh, Jesus, you're so wonderful.
Hallelujah.
I just praise you, Lord. I bow before you, Lord. I bow before you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I just bow before you, Lord Jesus. You are more wonderful than I know how to say. You are more wonderful than I know how to say.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. How about your ankle?
They're still like swollen, but mm-hmm. I'm believing they're going to go down too.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
And you said something earlier that I think was very important. You said that you don't want to take shots. There's shots, but you don't want to take shots. And, you know, just tonight, the Lord has had me to notice that part of this spiritual warfare has to do with attitude. And you know how, you know, as kids, it's like the grown-ups will say, well, you got an attitude or something? But it works well in praying for healing and spiritual warfare, because you got to have an attitude.
Yes.
Like, I mean this.
Yes.
Like, I'm fully
yes.
engaged. I mean it. I don't want to take no
right.
shot. I mean mm-hmm. this. I'm going to be healed from all of this stuff. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I know it by the stripes of Jesus. So
mm-hmm.
I'll
yes.
call, this is what I'm hearing. You got to have a holy attitude.
Okay.
A holy attitude. Amen. Face
all
like
right.
flint. Amen. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that healing. We thank you, Lord
thank
God,
you, Lord.
Right now that you seal the healing in the name of Jesus in her wrist. Full range of movement.
Yes.
No pain continually, both now and forever. Hallelujah. As long as she
Hallelujah.
Has that body. In the name
thank
of
you, Lord
Jesus.
God.
We thank
in
you for doing that, Lord God. Parabashanda. And we seal that healing in the name
you
of Jesus. And then, Lord God, that spirit of trauma that tries to hover over her and tries to give fear and trepidation that this it might happen again, you go now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of trauma, you have no right, you have no authority, you have no permission. You must go, never to return, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. And we thank you for it, Lord God. Now, even as we're talking right now, I'm perceiving your ankles. I'm perceiving your ankles. Hallelujah. He's
you,
moving
thank
in
you,
your ankles right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
the
you, Lord.
Presence of God is in your ankles. Hallelujah. Even going down to your heels and even going up, even to your calves. All of that area has been highlighted right now in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
And we
you,
come
Lord.
Against the enemy trying to bring any kind of neuropathy in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Every cell, organ, and tissue, every nerve ending, functions in the perfection that God created it to function. There'll be no malfunction in the nerve area in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in Jesus' mighty and holy name.
Yes.
Look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Yes.
All right. Well, keep us informed of what's going on. You know, you can text me and let me know all that swelling is gone.
Amen.
Full
amen. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you so much.
God. Thank you for falling in.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Amen. Have a blessed night.
That's just amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Pastor Don, before we open up the line, for those who just may have jumped in and joined us, there's several healings that have been mentioned tonight. Ailments. That God is healing, upper back pain, headache, knee pain, pain around the shin and the leg area. And Pastor Price received healing for that, her shin, and also her ankle and ankles and feet were swollen. I'm going to say were in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because I just see God working on that even now. And then complications from stroke being healed in the name of Jesus. And then even constipation. God is concerned with everything that concerns us in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to open the line for Pastor Don from California. Welcome, Pastor Don.
Hi, how are you all doing?
Hello.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. I was just wanting prayer for heaviness, but also just my marriage and, you know, direction and all of that. I have no words for it. I'm just prayer. Heaviness
okay.
in my marriage, that's all.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That you truly care about all aspects of our life. You really,
yes.
really care.
Yes, Lord.
All pain and discomfort to the heart. I rebuke the root and source of a charge commanded to leave God and not return in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus is prevailing. The name of Jesus is prevailing. The word of God is prevailing. all that I'm not allowed. I rebuke the spirit of life on high.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I come against this thick cloud of heaviness and darkness in the name of Jesus. I come against a thick, dark, heavy cloud of hopelessness in Jesus' name. I come against the feeling that we don't even know at times what's wrong. It's just wrong. And I don't know if that ministers to you, brother. If it does, take it. If it doesn't, throw it away. Okay? But I rebuke in the name of Jesus the helpless, hopelessness feelings on both sides. I rebuke the cavern, the dark cavern of separation in Jesus' name. I ask, Lord, that you would bring light and hope and, yes, light and hope, true hope, not false hope, but real hope and real light where there's darkness in Jesus' name. And I ask that you would bring a lightness where there's been heaviness. And I ask that you would bring togetherness where there has been separation and a feeling of being far away and a feeling of just being lost in darkness of not being together. Lord, I know that you know what I'm trying to say. That wasn't so poetic, but that's what I felt in my heart. So I come against these things in Jesus' name, and I loose the spirit of truth. I loose a spirit of hope. I loose a spirit of love. I loose a spirit of understanding. I come against every spirit that has caused negative communication, and I rebuke a spirit of confusion in Jesus' name, words to words and words to ears in Jesus' name. And I loose the spirit of God to divide asunder between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and to help. And I lose peace in Jesus' name where there has been discord and disharmony in Jesus' name. But most of all, Lord, I lose a spirit of hope, true hope, where there has been despondency and hopelessness in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Do you want to? I heard you. Pastor Price just come in, and did you hear what you said? She was feeling some pain in the chest around the time when Pastor Don came on, a heaviness around the chest, around the heart.
Okay.
So I had heard her praying about that through the wall. So, Pastor Price, make sure, you probably need to hang up Pastor Mom's phone.
very lightly, or maybe use her phone and hang up your phone. I'll open up the other line. Amen. Well, that thick, dark, heavy cloud of hopelessness, that dark cavern that you had mentioned, Elder?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is something that tries to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Price?
Hello.
Take the mute off.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Elder, can y'all
yes.
hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
we can hear you. Yes.
Okay, I was trying to find my phone. I'm so sorry. I had just tipped in there to tell Apostle that as I was listening and as Don got ready to get on the phone, I didn't know he was going to be the one next, but I started feeling the pain in the chest. Don, is your chest hurting, Don?
No, it's not oddly enough, it's not a chest pain. It's the heart, you know, it's my heart. Not physically my heart, but my
right.
heart
right.
with my wife and just trying to, it doesn't happen all the time, but it just, the wave comes on and I don't know whether I'm picking her up or I don't know whether she could be doing something that maybe she shouldn't be doing and I'm picking it up or I don't know. It just, you know, kind of came over me and to the point where it just brought me to tears and you know, my mother asked me, what's wrong? And I'm like, I don't know. You know, I don't know. And that doesn't happen often, but, you know, this situation is sort of different for me because I never kind of imagined that I'd be in this place in my marriage and in my life at my age, you know, so it's definitely been a challenging time spiritually and, you know, spiritually and relationally with my wife. So.
And it's manifested on me, Don, as a pain. I mean, a serious pain,
yeah.
Like somebody having a serious, I rebuke any heart attacks on anybody. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist the spirit of heart attack. And I'm going to turn it back over to Elder Alkey so he can pray for you and anybody, you know, him and Lady Linda, how they have anything. But I rebuke the root. Now, I didn't want to tell, I wasn't going to say to Elder Alkey who I am to you. I'm his mama, Elder Alkey. This is my son.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You hear me, Elder Alkey? This is my son.
Yes.
And he's 54 years. He don't mind telling his age. He's 54 years old and going through some serious. But soon as she opened up the, I didn't know he was going to be next. All of us, I got this, boom, pain in my chest. Boom, pain in my chest.
Right.
Then when he got on there,
right.
It's been going beak, 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 like a pain in the chest. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, but I rebuke anything. I rebuke any heart attacks. I rebuke anything that's not of God in the name of your wife. I rebuke anything around her heart or anybody else's that's near
yes.
you, off of the children, off of you and anybody around you in this situation. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And Elder Alkey, I turn
yes.
it back over to you. Glory to God.
Yes, yes. So we do a preemptive strike against any move that the enemy would try to do on a physical level in Jesus' name. We do a preemptive strike against you. We stop you before you do it. You will not cause chest pains. You will not cause heart attacks. You will not cause heart attacks from stress or anything else in Jesus' name. You have been preempted and you've been stopped. You've been revealed by the Holy Ghost. So we stop you before you do anything. And I also pray over Brother Don that his emotional heart, I pray and stretch my hands toward his emotional heart as well, that he would be, that he would have healing, that he would have the blessing of the Lord. I ask that you would reveal to him what he should or shouldn't be doing, if there should be what kind of help or whatever. I ask that you would reveal to both of them in a greater way your will for their life and your and direction for their lives in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I do ask that you bring peace in Jesus' name. And this ugly, dark, cavernous chasm that he feels in Jesus' name, I definitely take authority over you in Jesus' name. You are not God's will for him. You are not his destiny in Jesus' name. His life is not to be motivated by darkness, hopelessness, helplessness, etc. That is not, I speak against you in Jesus' name. You are not God's will for Don. And I command you in Jesus' name, he is a man of God. He will walk in God's path. The righteousness and the faithfulness and surely goodness and mercy shall follow him all the days of his life. I speak the blessing of Abraham on him. I speak the blessing of Jesus upon him in Jesus' name. I ask you to prosper the work of his hands and everything that he does, whether it be his marriage, his job, his family, everything in Jesus' name. I speak blessings in Jesus' name over him. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Well, anything of that ministers to you, you keep it. If something doesn't quite fit, you just throw it away. But I think I've probably said a few things from the Spirit of God. So there you go. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You know,
Amen.
Glory to God.
And thank you.
Well, what I'm
we thank
hearing,
you for your honesty
oh,
and your bravery, you know, to call in on a sensitive subject like that.
Thank you.
Amen. Minister Linda.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I'm hearing to ask you to pray for Pastor Don.
Lord Jesus, you know
thank you, Lord.
What it is for a man and a woman to come together in marriage and love each other. Lord, you know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. But Lord Jesus, I just ask that their love for one another will flow strong for each other, that it will cover any imperfections, that it will cover any sins, that it will cover anything. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will give this man love for his wife, as you love the church. And if he already has it, give it to him 10 times more. And I pray that you will give this woman respect and honor for her husband and let her long to be near him and be with him. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will build this marriage, that you will give them so much love for one another, that whatever's happened, whatever's going on, the forgiveness will flow. That your love and your mercy
yes,
will come upon them, and that they will look at one another only with love and realize why they came together to begin with and realize why they got married to begin with and realize that it's not too late to make everything right. So, Lord, right now, I just ask that you would let so much love flow for his wife and so much love flow from her to her husband. That if somebody is straying and
doing something wrong or going the wrong direction, that you will just right now, Holy Spirit, I ask you to convict them and stop right now. Satan, you always want to come against relationships. And right now, there's all of us praying right now, and we're sentencing you in the name of Jesus to stop bothering this wife and this husband. And we right now are applying your blood, Lord Jesus, upon this man and this woman. Your blood, your restoring blood, your blood that washes away every single sin, your blood that brings wholeness. And Lord Jesus, I just pray that this couple will come together in a mighty way. And I thank you. And I just, Lord, right now, I just pray for our brother, Lord. Let him feel your presence right now. I ask that you'd put angels all around him right now. And, Lord, let him feel your love so great and give him faith that everything's going to be okay. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Amen.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I perceive a lifting. There's a lifting. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There's
yes,
a
I
lifting.
Too,
there's a lightness.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
And,
yes, Jesus.
And we'll, by the Spirit of the Lord, this lifting, this lightness, that is upon you even now, that it will stay in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That darkness, that heaviness will never come to you again, that you are sealed from those things in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that even that spirit of oppression and depression and hopelessness,
yes,
that would try to,
yes,
come and try to make you bow down to that it cannot touch you in the name of Jesus. It has no right, it has no authority, and it has no permission with you. Whether you understand what it is or not, it has no permission in the name of Jesus. It must get off of you, never to return, in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name, Lord God. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I'm looking at you in the spirit, and it's like the sun just came up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's like the sun just came up
thank
from
you,
a
Lord.
Very
thank
dark
you,
night.
Jesus.
Thank you.
In the
you,
name
Lord.
Of
thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank you for that, Lord God. Blessed
thank
be
you.
Your name from everlasting to everlasting. You. And you alone, O Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Did you want to say
thank
anything
you.
Else, Pastor Don, before we go?
No. Nothing.
Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. We'll have a
Don
blessed
was it? Don,
restful,
Don.
Peaceful
yes.
night.
Before
yes.
he goes, Apostle, Don, is it? Did you feel that lifting? That pain stopped in my chest. Did you feel the lifting where you are? Is
the
heaven lifted?
Well, it's lifted. It's lifted. Yes.
Yes.
Well, you know, around here, we, you know, you just tell us how it really is. If you're still feeling it, you know,
right,
we want to know. Is it really lifted?
That's right.
We really
exactly.
want to know.
That's
well,
right.
Well, I mean, you know, it has lifted. You know, it's.
But you're
I'm,
still kind
I'm
of
just,
feeling it.
A little. It's not as heavy as it was, but I'm feeling it a little.
Okay.
But it's more
okay.
on the lines of the, you know, more of the relational aspect of it, but
okay.
not as heavy as it was.
Okay, all right.
Well, I pray that the
okay.
Lord gives you joy. I'm feeling that, Sister Barbara, could you pray right now that the Lord gives him joy? Because what I'm sensing in his voice
yes.
and hey. And Pastor, Minister, let me know if that's what's happening. It has wore you down so much that you just are, you just don't have a lot of joy right now. Am I right?
No. See, he called earlier. This does not make him a wimp. He's no way a wimp. And he called crying. But Lady Linda,
yes,
and Apostle, this earlier today, the Lord said, saying he needs joy. He said he needs joy
in his life.
He said, but the only way he's going to get that joy, the fullness of joy, is in his presence.
Yes.
And he said in his presence,
he
needs joy.
Yeah.
And that's what the Lord said much earlier today. And Lord, I'm asking, I'm agreeing with them, Lord God, that you would shine the light of your glory and truth.
Yes.
Let your joy be spread forth in his heart tonight.
Speak joy in our brother right now.
Lord God, you be
his
joy in his strength tonight. He needs you, Lord God.
Yes,
he needs
Jesus.
You, Lord
Give
God.
Give him joy.
Bless you, Lord.
Give him
hallelujah,
joy.
Hallelujah. And I hear the Lord say, there will be no divorce. The Lord said, even though she has said about divorce papers, and the enemy's trying to let you feel the tear of a divorce and how the tearing happens when it happens in a divorce, the devil is a liar. I hear in my spirit, there will be no divorce. And I hear him say, my son, don't you know I'm working right down at this moment, at this hour, and the enemy has tried to come at you with an assignment. He's come at you with an assignment to paint you a picture of deep dark, a deep, dark hopelessness. But he said, at this moment, you mark the time. It's 9:57. He said, you mark the time. He said, I'm working tonight. He said, I'm working tonight on your behalf. And the enemy has gotten wind of what I'm doing. And he's tried to come to overwhelm you tonight with darkness.
Yeah.
Oh, that's I see it. Lord, heal his heart. Help him during this time. Lord God, encourage his mind, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hold it up, I see it.
In your presence is fullness of joy. In your presence. Pleasure forevermore. In your presence, time stands still, and I am filled in your love. In your presence.
I feel like the enemy is trying to fight against me because I can't hear.
Because you what now?
Because I gave.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because I gave.
It is only, wait a minute, let me turn up Mama's phone.
Jesus. Cannot hear you, Pastor. We cannot hear you. Nope. Make sure the mute's not on. Oh, the line dropped.
Yeah. I just feel like
20 seconds you won't be able to call back in.
I just heard his voice. He's still there.
I just feel like the enemy is fighting against me because I gave, and I gave cheerfully, and it just came to me. Like, he's mad. He tried to give.
Well, I have some advice, and you may tell me, you may say, you know, Sister Linda, I've already done that, but whatever's going on, and even if you've told her before, I want you to tell your wife that you love her again. If she resists, I want you to just go on in prayer. And have you ever watched the movie Fireproof? It's about marriage. Have you ever watched it?
a number of times.
You have?
We did it together.
Okay. Well,
and
I want you to
and
do.
And I told her, and I tell her every night at 10 o'clock, I text her every night, midnight, I love you. Every night. She doesn't respond, but I tell her every night.
Don't quit. And don't quit reaching out. And you know what? Ask her if the two of you can talk. Tell her you won't put any pressure on her, but ask her if the two of you can talk. And then when you do talk, remind her of what brought you and who brought you together when you got together. Remind her of what God did in both of your lives and made you one flesh. And we will be praying for you. I'll be praying for you far beyond this broadcast.
Amen.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Very welcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's see. I have something else to add, I think, and it's kind of sensitive, so I want to be careful how I say this, okay? But Don, the Lord wants to restore joy in you, not solely dependent on what she does or does not do. Does that make sense? I'm not
Yes.
saying he doesn't want to heal your marriage. I'm saying I believe he wants to restore in you. He wants to restore in you.
Amen.
And he'd like to restore everybody. But he wants to restore in you.
Amen.
I know I'm not saying this exactly right, but I know I'm right on.
Yeah.
He wants you to have joy in him and in other things in life. I believe he also wants you to have joy with your spouse. But he doesn't want you to have no joy just because things aren't 100% yet with her. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Apostle Kizzy, am I making sense?
Yes, sir. You're making sense. Amen.
Okay. I'm not saying he doesn't want to restore the relationship. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying I also know by the Spirit of the Lord, he wants to restore you and give you joy and give you peace and give you something to shout about and give you happiness, etc. On a day where she responds or on a day where she doesn't. On a day when it looks like maybe something's turning around and looking good with her or not. He still wants you. Does that make sense? He wants you.
Yes.
All of you.
Yes, it does.
And he wants to restore you and he. I'm not saying you're backslid. I'm saying he wants to pour into your life. He wants you to be happy. He wants you to be joyous. And yes, he wants you to be joyous with your spouse. But that's the best way I can say it. Sometimes things of the spirit, you know I'm in the spirit, but it's hard to put in English because it's in the spirit, you know? I know this. I know he wants to restore you. I know he wants you to be happy and whole and successful and feel good about yourself and look in the mirror and feel good about you and read your Bible and feel good about you and feel good about him, you know? And just, he wants all of that for you.
Amen.
Because you're worth it.
Amen.
And yes, the Lord wants to restore the other one too. But he doesn't want to wait to restore. That's it. He doesn't want to wait to restore you until she gets with the program.
Amen.
There. Now that's by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Took me a while to get it out. That's what he wants to do with you,
got
brother.
Got it out.
Okay. Amen.
Amen. And Don, as he's saying that, I'm seeing those stairs. I'm seeing the construction, the tearing down of the stairs, and the building, the rebuilding of the stairs. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So,
amen.
So basically, I'm going to rephrase. Let God build you up and trust God to build her up.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There it is. Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Praise God.
Okay. All right. We love you, Pastor Don. Have a blessed night tonight.
All right.
Thank you for having the courage to call in, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And I just hear the Lord say, as you lay down to sleep tonight, he's going to hold you all night long. You're his baby. He's going to hold you all night long in his arms. Amen. Have a blessed night. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. We are in overtime. Hallelujah. Some lines have dropped. I don't know if because it's 10 o'clock at night or or whatever.
Oh, my God.
Hey, praise God. Praise God. God is, he's doing some things tonight. And just like healings that happen after we get off the line, And we call those signs and wonders following. I know that there's going to be some signs and wonders following. Hallelujah. And we're going to get some calls later on and say, healing has taken place. Glory to God. Joy has come forth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, like I said, we are in overtime. I don't see any other number one keys pressed. So I'm going to put you guys on mute for a little bit. And I'm coming back for closing remarks and closing prayer from both of you all.
All righty. We'll be here.
Amen. Amen. If you're listening tonight and you're just checking out everything that's going on, the healings, the prayer, all of that. You're all into it. But in the back of your mind, you don't know for sure if you are born again. You don't know for sure if you're saved. This is your moment. This is your moment. Even if you're listening in the archive, in the podcast, way in the future somewhere, like 2050 or something like that, this is still your moment. Hallelujah. And the Lord wants you to be saved. That's the best healing. Hallelujah. He wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Hallelujah. Amen. And salvation is part of that. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." You're talking about some love right now. That's what this scripture is all about, love. He loves you so much that he wants you to have his very best, and that is salvation. His very best, and that is him in you, the hope of glory. That's what this is all about. Hallelujah. And then the way that you can receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior is Romans 10:9, and it says, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved." So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe. None of us was here 2,000 years ago to see Jesus with our own eyes, but we can believe him with our own heart and by faith. Hallelujah. And so so if you confess with your mouth, saying a prayer, believe in your heart that hallelujah, that Jesus is Lord and God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Hallelujah. And I say, boom, you shall be saved, just like that. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Engage your faith in that. That's why we say, with the Bible says, with all your heart. Because when you put your heart in it, your faith is engaged as well. So repeat after me, dear Lord Jesus, yes, repeat after me, dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me and God raised you from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, I'm redeemed, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And very quickly, we want to pray over you. First of all, we want to welcome you to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. We want to welcome you as a child of God. Hallelujah. As a redeemed of the Lord. So you can say so. I am redeemed. Hallelujah. So we welcome you to the kingdom of God, righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And then we want to pray over you. Lord God, touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Hallelujah. We thank you that your rivers of living water flow through and out of their belly right now in the name of Jesus, giving them power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to read the word of God and to understand it, and then even power to pray in their very own prayer language in the name of Jesus. We thank you for that, Lord God, right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so we just say, God bless you and keep you. Amen. And then we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. We are the God in the Mist, Get 'em Radio, family of broadcasts. And so we are learning and growing together. Some of us maybe just got saved. Some of us have been saved for a very long time. And we come together and we always learn and grow together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And so the way you can connect with us is via the telephone. And our number is area code 516-418-5699. Hallelujah, 516-418-5699. Amen. And these are our broadcasts where you can meet us. Hallelujah. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And we, on Sundays, it's the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. This Sunday, on the 17th of September, I will be preaching from the book of Job. We've learned so many things from the book of Job. We've learned about God's character and his nature and what he did and what he allowed in the book of Job. It is awesome. So meet us there on this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now, on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching. Our teacher is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then on Tuesday, can't skip Tuesday, Tuesday is prayer day, where we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And we have four volunteers to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. And I'm telling you, the Lord always is there. His presence is there. But let me tell you, he just took over yesterday. And during our interpretation time, and gave a prophetic word, a right now, right on time prophetic word. Amen. So you can check that out. All of our broadcasts are recorded, and they're now podcasts that you can listen to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Just simply Google Gitem Radio, GITM Radio. Amen. And you'll be able to listen to that broadcast in its entirety. Someone called me today and said that they listened to it two times and was praying in tongues with us. Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. That one, all of them are good. The one from September the 12th is very important. Amen. So if you're going to listen to one, listen to that one. Amen. And so every Tuesday we meet, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, this is what we're doing right now. This is the second Wednesday of the month. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to stop in the middle of what I'm saying because I'm perceiving this. Lord God, we thank you for Gabrielle. We thank you for healing her right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We see you moving in her midsection around her stomach. Thank you, Lord God, for taking the swelling, the bloating feeling out of her stomach right now, all in that area, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that there'll be no cramp, no swelling, no bloatedness, but complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. No discomfort, no pain, just healing in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it now, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. So every Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, We have prophetic healing. That's what we're doing right now, where God reveals ailments that are going to be healed, and what he reveals, he does heal. So the next time we will be here with, of course, Lord willing, that we will be here with a prophetic healing will be the second Wednesday in October, and that is Wednesday, October the 11th. Wednesday, October 11th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And then on the fourth Wednesday of the month is our newest addition to Get 'Em Radio, and we call it Anointed Pandemic Babies, where God has highlighted these babies from newborn to 4 years old, how they made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic, and now they are here with us in the 21st century. God is pouring out his spirit upon them. They're doing things that are far beyond their years, and they need prayer because God is pouring out his spirit on them. They need prayer. They need protection prayer. Their parents need prayer as well. So join us as we hear those things that they're doing, and as we pray for them. Our co-host for that broadcast for the Anointed Pandemic Babies is Pastor Catherine Coleman. Hallelujah. She's surrounded by Anointed Pandemic Babies, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. Amen. And at the church. So she's our resident expert. So join us on, it hasn't happened in September yet, so that's September the 27th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. So join us for Anointed Pandemic Babies. Amen. On Thursday, it is boot camp season. Hallelujah. Last month, in the month of August, we had evangelism boot camp. This month, we have spiritual warfare boot camp, and Pastor Helen Price is our facilitator. Amen. And that is on tomorrow night and every Thursday in September, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. So if you feel like you need to know, you may not feel like you need to know more about spiritual warfare, but you do. Amen. So join us. Now, and I want to say this since we're on this broadcast. In the month of October, we are still in boot camp season, and we plan the Lord's will. We plan to have healing. I want to say prophetic healing, but we want to say healing boot camp, and our facilitators will be Elder Philip Hawkey and Minister Linda Hawkey. Hallelujah. Amen. And so they will be facilitating this healing boot camp in the month of October. So we have healing. We have the boot camp going on, because it's boot camp season. So join us. Amen and amen. We're going to open the lines again for co-host of the night to come on. Oh, there you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Here.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. So you guys can have closing remarks and closing prayer. And we're excited about you guys coming every Thursday in October. Hallelujah. As well as that Wednesday.
We're excited.
It's going to be good.
Yeah, we're excited about it, very much so. And I really feel that some needs were met tonight. And some of the things that prayer requests that came on, I will continue to remember to pray for people. And I believe
Amen.
Some miracles were done tonight, but there is still some that will continue on.
Yes.
Yes. You said that very well. Thank you. Yes.
Yes, it was a great blessing to be here tonight. The Spirit of the Lord moved in multiple ways through multiple people. And that's very exciting. And we never take it for granted to be here. We're very grateful to be here and a part of everything. And we appreciate very much what you do, your skills of, you know, running not just this broadcast, but many broadcasts throughout a month and either overseeing them or being directly involved, et cetera. You know, is a big blessing. And we thank you for all that you do. And we especially thank you for all that you do on these Wednesday night broadcasts. I was just telling someone the other night, last night actually, you know, he was asking some questions, and I was saying, yeah, I don't know how she does it, but she takes notes on everything. She keeps everything going. If there's a downtime with no one, you know, pushing the number one key, she just keeps a flow. And all of those things that you do are very appreciated, and they make the whole broadcast a real joy for the rest of us. So thank you for all you do. And thank you all for all of you who call in. Some of you may still be, you know, still be hanging on there, but I'm thankful for everybody who is a part of it. And then for those who call in and push the number one key, thank God for all of you. So, and most of all, we thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ and all that he does on these broadcasts. So,
yes.
Amen. Amen, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. By his stripes we are healed. Okay.
Amen.
A closing prayer.
Okay. Father God, I thank you for our sister Barbara. I thank you that she is so willing to come before your presence and help so many people. Lord, I thank you for her commitment. I thank you for her love of you. I thank you for her love of others. And Lord, I thank you that we've had this opportunity to minister with her tonight, Lord, and that we've been able to get into your presence and that we've been able to help others. And Lord, I just pray that you will seal all of the prayers and miracles that happened tonight, and that you will continue to help our brother with his marriage and all the other prayer requests that came in tonight. And we will thank you and we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, well, God bless you guys, all of you. Love you all. And have a blessed rest of the night. And look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done.